Hello, hi, good morning. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
They made me vote for Joe Biden, but that ain't happening again.
Okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? Why African-American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And I know, I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
No, nowadays, conservative.
Conservative?
Yeah, right away, Trump? Let's go. Everybody's voting Trump. 2024, let's go.
Okay, very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very, let's do it.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied? Very dissatisfied.
Not satisfied at all. Very dissatisfied. Horrible.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting voting rights in democracy. 0 to 10.
Eight.
Thank you. Banning, yeah. Banning tobacco products for adults. 0 to 10.
The what?
Banning tobacco products for adults. 0 to 10.
No.
Not at all important.
No.
0.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lowering
let,
the cost.
Let people do whatever they want.
Okay. Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
Healthcare.
Thank you. Making making college more affordable. 0 to 10.
Sure. 8.
Thank you. Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. 0 to 10.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or
disapprove? Disapprove.
Somewhat.
Get him out.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
Let's say 80.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
Oh, 30. Puzzle.
30. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
Sure, 6.
What number?
6.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10.
At 3.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Can't move that along. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older? Do you support or oppose?
No.
No, opposed.
Somewhat or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. That's what people do to people.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Opposed, yes.
Strongly opposed?
Yeah. Is that it?
No, we almost done. We almost done. We have 50% right now. We almost done. Regardless of where.
Oh, no, I'm good. It's because I'm working. You said two questions. It's already been 30.
Can you just give me a more? Can I call you back? Will you be, what time you get out of work?
Later on, like 3.
3? Can I call you back at 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Three will be 2 over there. They backwards. Damn. 50%. Shit. Well, then I'm going to continue. What can I do?